Welcome to Conversations on Discipleship. I'm your host, Father Adam Streitenberger. With me today is Dave Orsborn, and we're continuing our conversations on the incarnation. And one of the things I really wanted to hit about today is the importance of the incarnation in our daily prayer. But let's pray first before we tackle that topic. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord God, we rejoice in your gift of new life through the coming of Christ and through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. Renew in us a spirit of prayer that through our daily prayer we may continually reflect on your coming among us. Through Christ our Lord. Amen.
Amen.
In the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
So, Dave, you know, we've talked about so much about the incarnation and in various connections, but I think one great connection that we should make is the connection of the incarnation to our daily prayer. And, of course, you know, as disciples of the Lord, prayer is crucial. It's really as necessary as eating and drinking. You know,
yeah.
It sustains us. It is our time to be with the Lord, especially kind of attentive to being with the Lord. So I think, what are lessons from the incarnation that we can take for our daily prayer?
I would start with yesterday's conversation on the Eucharist and our mm-hmm. discussion around the Mass, which is the greatest prayer, right? That we have as a church. Then go to perhaps our the second greatest gift, which is in the Liturgy of the Hours, in terms of communal prayer. And obviously both are just incredible outpouring of love that God has for us to be able to participate in these prayers. But then also just that silence, that one-on-one time that you have with a friend, and that's with Jesus Christ, the incarnate God. That's so understandable to us as humans, mm-hmm. that need to have that sort of physical intimacy. And I think what a gift in God's humility to make himself present to us and available to us for that sort of prayer.
Yeah. I think when we talk about prayer, one is, I think, first of all, how the incarnation might be a model for it. Mm-hmm. And again, I think a lot of it, you know, when we come in prayer, we frequently invoke the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit with the sign of the cross to really become present. And I think that's the first key to prayer and to meditation and to contemplation, is a real invitation for the Lord to come.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say a recognition that he's there. Now, sometimes we have the really great benefit of being able to go to pray at church where we're before the tabernacle, and obviously we know Christ is present there in the tabernacle. But even in our home setting, you know, if maybe that's the case, to really be recollected that the Lord is present. There is, you know, people frequently ask, what's the difference between praying and talking to myself? And I think really one is, prayer is, it's a conversation with someone that's not me. You know?
Right, right.
And part of that is directing my attention, that there is someone outside of me, you know, someone different than me who shares this life with me. And, you know, so I think part of the incarnation is, and prayer is, making Christ and allowing Christ to be present in our daily prayer. And part of that is the physical environment. You know, maybe we need a little prayer corner or a family altar. Sometimes people set those up. But then also, like, an attentiveness as we begin our time of prayer that, you know, Jesus, you are here. You know, like, mm-hmm. you have shown up. Help me now to show up.
And I think that's where the theological virtues Mm-hmm. Especially that gift of faith is so important, and to ask for it, you know, Lord, help me to believe that you are here with me. And what father isn't going to answer that that prayer? But then also starting in gratitude, you know, I have a propensity to jump right to my list of what my needs are for the day. But just that very act of thanksgiving and starting the conversation with gratitude, you know, and Saint Francis would do this all the time, talk about God's goodness, you know, all good. There's a whole litany of goods there, but that also for me anyway, just makes that presence even more real, that by acknowledging how good God is and how thankful I am to have this relationship is, I don't want to call it a springboard then to the rest of the prayer, but even just to rest there for a little while is a real special gift. It's that intimacy, I think, that's especially made possible through the incarnation.
Well, and you know, that's the revolutionary thing about the incarnation. One of the revolutionary things is that the infinite God actually does draw near us, and he's actually very concerned. Now, you know, we can say, you know, by the use of reason, we can know that a God exists, and we can know that this God has some sort of personal concern for us. We can know this by examining the world, by examining what it means to be human, and you know, the design of human nature. But what is unique and what the incarnation really says to us is that this is not some distant governor of the universe, or you know, first cause, or you know, creator of destiny,
right?
But that he actually is very, very interested in us. And in fact, he's interested in every aspect, to the point where he's actually come to be a part of every aspect of our life. So this means then that it really does change the way that we pray. Rather than trying to placate this distant supreme being, I actually recognize now that there's someone who's accompanying me, who's really interested in the stuff I'm going through at work, in the difficulties that my family might be facing,
right?
You know, in the ugliness of my sinfulness. Mm-hmm. You know, there is someone who has been with me, you know, since my baptism, who's really invested, who shares this life, who's incarnate in this life with me. And so this changes our, I think, our prayer. And I think this is... it is the real difference between a disciple and maybe what we might call just a theist or some sort of cultural Catholic, that, you know, I actually feel and know the tangible presence of Jesus Christ sharing this life with me. And this is radical because I don't think, you know, even though other world religions can talk about God being present somehow by his immensity, that he really actually is sharing this life with me, and that to the point where it's actually his life too, is our radical claim.
Yeah, a couple of things come to mind. That the first action's always on his part, you know, so he's always waiting and he's always there. It's our response.
Yeah.
And that's so consoling, you know, to know that for each of us he has that that intimate love, that individual love for us. The second thing that came to mind is, based on that, how critical it is to start our days with him.
Yeah.
And not to postpone it for whatever reason, you know, rushing out the door or hurrying to do whatever else needs to be done in the morning, to set that time aside to make that appointment to start the day with him, Because I found if I do that, then it's a heck of a lot easier than to carry him through the rest of the day.
Yeah.
And not wait until some other time, you know, lunchtime or wherever to start to start the relationship with him.
Yeah, I think that's key. Now, you know, so how then do we, you know, we've seen that really incarnation is the ground for our prayer life. I think some tangible steps to kind of make the incarnation a little bit more apart. So one is the need for prayer. You know, the incarnation begs us to invite the Lord to come to us. I think another good practice is praying throughout the day. You know, so most of us have a holy hour at some point, you know, or some time of meditation, which is good, usually in the morning, but frequently throughout the day to invite the Lord to make himself known. He's there. We just have to be aware of it.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, two of the greatest gifts are through the rosary, which is a wonderful way to enter into the mysteries. And then a shorter, it would be the Angelus.
Yeah.
And not just to leave it there, but to use it as maybe that springboard instead of a 3-minute prayer, turn it into a 10-minute time with the Lord just by meditating on the prayers of the Angelus. But then even another practice that I've enjoyed is the examine, you know, starting the day, midday, and then at the end of the day to have that examination.
Excellent. Well, Dave, thank you so much for joining me on these series of the Incarnation. Let's end with a prayer in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. And this has been Conversations on Discipleship. Until next time, peace and all good.